This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 419 for Friday, June 3rd. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Friday morning as speculators continue to bail out of long positions ahead of the weekend. Canola down 16 to over $30, July down 31.40 at $1,110.50 per ton. New crop November down 21.20 at $1,020.20. Canola futures dropped below some key support points with prices at their lowest levels in 2 months. Losses in Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil all contributed to the softness in canola. However, ongoing uncertainty over new crop production did provide some support, as spring seeding remains delayed across the eastern prairies, while the western prairies could use more moisture. Forecasts are calling for a good window of opportunity for some seeding in the eastern prairies over the next week, while some much-needed rain could hit the dry areas of southern Alberta. In the U.S., soybeans are lower, corn and wheat both mixed. Soybeans were said to be due for a correction after yesterday's gains, the July contract down 21 cents at 17.08 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of just under 400,000 tons of old and new crop business combined did come in at the lower end of expectations. A lack of significant weather concerns for the U.S. soybean crop did pressure values, with seeding nearing completion in many areas. Corn futures, they're chopping around unchanged, down only 0.75 cents in the July contract at 7.29 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales of just over 200,000 tons of old and new crop business were at the lower end of expectations, but the USDA did announce additional private export sales of 101,000 tons of corn to unknown destinations. Argentina's corn harvest is said to be about a third complete, with only 15% of the crop in the good to excellent category. Wheat is mixed, mostly lower. Minneapolis only down a penny in the July contract at $11.98 per bushel, while Kansas City wheat down 21 cents in July at $11.22 per bushel. Chicago wheat down 19 cents in the July contract at $10.39 per bushel. Talk over the past week that Russia will allow grain exports out of Ukraine remained a bearish influence, although discussions are still underway with no wheat moving yet. Declining prospects for the French wheat crop were a bit supportive. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales did come in at the higher end of expectations at 372,000 tons. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, June 3rd. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.